The bill would fund June's school aid payments with $291 million from the Federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Republican State Representative Robin Voss says Democrats are using one-time money to fix the problem.
I think taxpayers have to worry about the long-term effect on their pocketbooks if the only answer is to keep increasing spending without any real reforms or regard for taxpayers' ability to pay.
The federal money would replace a payment from the state's general fund. The governor has warned lawmakers that failing to act on the measure could result in the state ending the year with a $200 million deficit.
There's a big deficit at the end of this two-year cycle, and we're seeing that the only way they're able to balance it is once again kind of using accounting tricks to make it happen.
Voss says such tricks only make matters worse in the long run when lawmakers have to find another way to pay for them.
My worry is that as we do more and more of these one-time payments using one-time money, we're going to have a real problem coming up with an answer that'll make sure schools are held harmless and that kids get a good education.
Officials say the legislature must pass the bill by noon on Wednesday to make sure the payments can go through. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.